From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama says he and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev have made significant progress in resetting relations between the two countries. Speaking alongside Medvedev at the White House a few minutes ago, Mr. Obama acknowledged the two don't agree on everything, but their talks have achieved results.
Our two countries continue to disagree on certain issues, such as Georgia, and we address those differences candidly. But by moving forward in areas where we do agree, we have succeeded in resetting our relationship, which benefits regional and global security.
Mr. Obama says his administration supports Moscow's membership to the World Trade Organization. He also says the two will coordinate humanitarian aid for Kyrgyzstan, which has been rocked by ethnic violence. The two have just wrapped up their news conference. Earlier, they went on a burger run to a popular restaurant outside Washington. On Afghanistan, President Obama says the change of top military commanders does not mean a change in U.S. policy. He predicts that General David Petraeus won't miss a beat. Mr. Obama called on Petraeus to replace General Stanley McChrystal, whose published comments about administration officials got him into trouble. Speaking earlier, Defense Secretary Robert Gates said it was the best possible outcome to an awful situation.
I think that this unfortunate circumstance this week has virtually nothing to do with the conduct of the campaign in Afghanistan on General McChrystal's part, but rather exactly the reasons that the president articulated.
Gates was speaking at the Pentagon. Russia today resumed its shipment of natural gas to neighboring Belarus. In theory, that should bring a sigh of relief to parts of Europe that rely on the gas supply. But NPR's David Green reports Belarus says its dispute with Moscow is not settled.
The gas war heated up last week after Russia accused Belarus of not paying the bills. Russia's gas monopoly, Gazprom, then cut back the flow of natural gas. Now, the Kremlin says Belarus has paid up and things should be back to normal. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin approached an apology.
We regret that this came to a conflict. We hope nothing like this will happen in the future.
But the current flat may not be over. Belarus says Moscow still owes more money for transit fees, and they're threatening to block gas from going to parts of Europe. Russian gas can still flow to European customers through Ukraine, and there's less risk of a shortage since it's summertime. The big risk, analysts say, is that Russia will lose its credibility as a reliable energy supplier. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
A federal judge in New Orleans is refusing to delay his decision to strike down a six-month moratorium on deepwater drilling. The federal government imposed the moratorium after the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The Justice Department had asked the judge to stay his ruling while it appeals. Fears about the global economic recovery have stocks down today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 117 points. This is NPR News. Suspected Jamaican drug kingpin Christopher Koch is agreeing to be extradited to the United States. Koch waived his right to an extradition trial today during a court appearance in Kingston. Police arrested him on the outskirts of the city earlier this week, ending a manhunt that began with deadly raids in the Jamaican capital last month. His supporters clashed with security forces in street battles that killed 76 people. Koch is wanted on drug and gun-running charges in New York. There are signs that manufacturing is continuing its path to recovery. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports on new data from the Commerce Department that show the most orders for durable goods are up.
Durable goods are manufactured products that have a useful life of more than 3 years. When orders are up, that's an indication that businesses are looking ahead. They're willing to spend money on equipment. Lakshman Achathan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says this rebound is typical of the end of a recession.
There's a pickup in demand. Consumers are demanding more, and businesses are also starting to buy again.
Today's numbers show that durable goods orders were up about 1% in May, if you exclude transportation-related goods. Including those, orders actually fell just over 1%. That's due to a drop-off in demand for commercial aircraft after a surge earlier this year. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
Another report, this one from the Labor Department, shows initial claims for unemployment benefits fell to a seasonally adjusted 457,000 last week. That's slightly better than economists expected, but initial jobless claims are still above levels that would indicate employers are ramping up hiring. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.